Starting off with corn a little bit in the red and soybeans just a little bit into the green. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Taking a look at the front month corn futures right now, they're fractionally to a penny lower. Soybeans are fractionally to a penny higher here right now. We'll take a look at those numbers coming up very soon here. Soybean futures experienced double-digit rallies yesterday, which also lifted corn and wheat. Corn is up now over 1.25% for the week, while soybeans have gained just over 1%. The corn basis increased, but the soybean basis has continued to weaken. Hard red spring wheat, soft red winter wheat, and hard red winter wheat basis remained steady yesterday. Futures traders, though, responded positively to the soybean oil market amid reports suggesting that the EPA might announce today a decision regarding backdated small refinery exemptions, potentially requiring biofuels producers to use more corn and soybeans to meet renewable volume obligations. The report indicated that not all waivers will be granted. A dry 10-day weather forecast, also for much of the Corn Belt, supported the rally. Weekly export sales for the new crop marketing year were strong for corn and soybeans, excluding China, but weaker for wheat. Overall, wheat sales at this time of the year were higher for us last year. On the livestock side of things, both cattle and hog futures were mixed yesterday as there was little for traders to hang their hats on. Limited cash cattle trade in the upcoming report kept the cattle trade choppy. Hogs had little fundamental support to go on all day. Opening cattle calls are for them to be steady to mix. Hogs look to be higher to mixed. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network provides content made for Iowa's farmers from the markets you track to the insights you trust. Paired with your local station's news and community updates, we create a comprehensive source of information you can rely on every day. Our broadcast team has roots across Iowa, providing you with blanket coverage of ag news from throughout the state. Local radio and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we work together for you. This message from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.
On the overnight, September corn is down a half at 386 and three quarters. December new crop down a penny at 410 and three quarters. Soybeans for September, three quarters of a cent higher at 1035 and a quarter. November new crop is trading 1057, which was a penny higher here on the overnight. Soybean meal is down 90 cents at 295.90. Soy oil down 4 cents at 53.60. Chicago wheat down 3 cents at 504 even. Kansas winter wheat down 2 1/4 at 501 even. Hard red spring wheat in Kansas is 8.5 higher at 540.5. Minneapolis spring wheat is trading right now 1.25 higher at 570.5. It's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.